We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A three-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly three decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Swing and a drive. No. First pitch.
No.
He has done it again.
Oh, my gosh.
Awesome. Swing and
Stop
a drive.
It. No.
First pitch.
No.
He has done it again.
Stop it. Are you kidding me? Stop it. Just stop it, Ronald Acuna. Ronnie Baseball is...
Ronnie Baseball? You didn't give him a nickname?
No, the Braves gave him the nickname on their official Twitter last night.
Ronnie Baseball.
The Braves on their official Twitter gave him the name Ronnie Baseball. Not me. That was the Braves.
Okay. All right. But the way you, the excitement that you just had, I kind of figured that you came up with
no,
it.
No. I wish right. I'd take credit if I did.
You went with it, though. Yeah. You went with it like it was yours.
Welcome to the morning show on a Wednesday. Nothing happened last night of any note. You can turn it off now.
Wow. Unbelievable. Man.
I tweeted out, Randy Mack is in for Hughes on vacation this week. John with Wendy Adams, Daryl Ashurst, and Arthur Trish, AT and Daryl and Wendy and everybody here today. I tweeted out yesterday before the game, Randy Mack, I said, the most anticipated bottom of the first leadoff at bat in a regular season game in Braves history because Everybody wanted it up. First pitch.
You took that bet yesterday.
I know. And now, so I'm going to tweet out today, the most anticipated bottom of the first leadoff at bat in a regular season game in Braves history. Is there any chance he does it four in a row?
You going to take that bet?
No.
Oh. you should take. But no, it was unbelievable. And my wife does not know or watch anything baseball related. And she actually sat down just to see if he was going to do it. And when he hit it, John, I was like, no, that's a replay from yesterday. He didn't do it again.
Yeah.
And he smacked it again. I mean – do you intentionally walk?
Yesterday, I would have. If I'm Don Mattingly, I would have weighed four fingers. I would have walked him.
Well, when you said that yesterday, I would have done it last night.
That's what I
said. They cannot pitch to him tonight.
Yeah, Jose Urena, who's the starting pitcher of the Marlins, should bounce four balls up there. Nobody on base. You know, see if I go. You know, I wouldn't just wave him, but I'd have Jose Urena throw four sliders off the plate and see if he go fish.
They can't do it, man. I told you, Don Mattingly's too old school to sit up there and you know, intentionally walk the lead off it. Now, I'm with you. I could pitch him, make it look like I'm pitching to him, but I'm intentionally trying to walk him. But, yeah, this young man, he's a special cat, boy. Special cat.
Wow, it is really, you know, we're witnessing history in the making, obviously. I mean, it's just unbelievable what we've seen. Well, that's what we wake up to this morning. Kind of set the table for you. We say that, you know, the whole staff is in here. And, yes, I know that people are wondering if I fell out of my chair. Actually, I didn't fall out of my chair.
Really?
No.
You held on, huh?
Yeah, I held on.
Okay.
For dear life at the Barker Lodger.
So you held on. Well, Alicia, I mean, because we don't know anything can happen, John. You know, you're not the springest of chickens, man. Somebody fall out
of
the chair.
Oh, listen, you call me out
hurt
there.
A hip
okay,
or something.
Okay, sure, I get it
hurt
now.
A hip
okay.
Or something, man. We don't want that, John. We know you'll be here, though.
Yeah, I'll be here. A wheelchair, walker, you never know.
Yeah, it was
drag me in on my by my hair. I'm going to be here. I'm not going to miss it.
So is he right now the favorite for Rookie of the Year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is a stretch that is just – it's so unparalleled. And that's not to take anything away from Soto because he's been great.
But he's great, too.
Yeah, he is great, too. But, yeah, I know, because he's the guy kickstarting all this. I mean, and who knows? I mean, we still have – you know, I sound like Brian Snicker, don't I? How many games we, you know, have left here? 44, right?
And somewhere
so, yeah, somewhere in that neighborhood. But it's just unbelievable. It really is fun. And you think, okay, you say hyperbole, John. You're way out over your skis. Oh, am I? I'm going to direct you to a couple of comments here. from this morning, all right? Ronald Acuna Jr. himself, quote, "I think this is the first time I've ever been hot, hot." So that's one of our things, hot, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Ender Inciarte, "He's the best leadoff hitter I've ever seen. He's the best player I've ever seen." And if that's not enough, ESPN, this morning, "There is no other way to put this. When you're this good, this fast, you have clearly established the possibility of becoming the best player in the game."
He's up there, man. I mean, this young man is, once again, he's just special, man. And I can't say it enough. The fun that it looks like he's having out there is infectious on that whole team, man. And then coming up behind him, who was that? Charlie Clutch, baby. He rocks one up out the park. So, I mean, yeah. Like
back-to-back pitch.
I mean, just back-to-back.
I mean, Freddie Freeman's like, Freddie homered again last night.
Yeah. Nobody even said anything.
And Dansby Swanson got the key hit in the game.
Yes, he did.
You know, that seventh-inning base hit that gave him the lead in that back-and-forth game. But everybody just talking about one guy.
I mean, you should talk about him. I mean, this kid is – he's doing some things that nobody's ever done before at such a young age. And he's a guy that – he's that building block player. He's that five-tool guy that – you know, he's the Mike Trout type player. Well, you know, those guys,
right.
that you know.
I was going to say, ESPN, when ESPN says that, there's no other way to put this, when you're this good, this fast, you have clearly established the possibility of becoming the best player in the game. That's like Mike Trout. That's what they said about Ken Griffey Jr.
And it came true, right?
Right.
I mean, a lot of people knew, you know, when Griffey first came up, just like Acuña, he's going to be a superstar.
Right. And what fantasy baseball, if you're doing a fantasy baseball thing today, who are you drafting number one?
Who am I drafting?
Yeah,
I don't play fantasy baseball.
But if you were, who would right now today? All right, you're gonna do a last 44 games of the year fantasy baseball thing. Who's the first player you're drafting?
Mookie probably.
Okay, well, that's fair enough. Or JD Martinez.
JD Martinez, yeah. I'm just doing that just to annoy you because look, you're so excited over there. So I'm gonna go the opposite way just to mess with you this morning.
That's okay.
But no, I mean he's a fantastic baseball player, and tonight we're gonna see. I mean, I'm sure they might, you know how they do the live look-ins on other channels. They might do live look-in at his first at bat, and probably. I mean, and one thing this does is it brings people out there. So I mean, how many people are going to be at SunTrust Park?
You got to be there. But it's not you got to be there for the first.
That's what
pitch.
I'm saying. So traffic's going to be even worse trying to get around 285, trying to get there just to see him. The first pitch.
Right. You got to run in there to get the first at bat. You got to run in there for the first pitch. You got to be there before the top of the first. Thankfully they're at home. You get that little break where it's the top of the first,
right.
and then you don't 7:45 ish or so before you get a chance to see Acuña stride to the plate. He said he was nervous yesterday. Said he was nervous walking up to the plate.
Really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it make any sense to be nervous, brother? I mean, you sure you weren't nervous? I think the pitcher might have been more nervous than him.
Why? Because he threw him a meatball.
He threw it right over there for him. He's like, here, go ahead. I mean, it was right there. Like, here, just plant this one. And that's what he did.
Yeah. I know. I don't know how you don't. Mattingly's old school. I still don't understand how you don't have to talk to Trevor Richards and say, look, throw, you know, bounce four up there, you know, see if we'll go fish. That's what I would do if I'm Jose Urena is not having a good year. He's 3-12.
He's been bad.
Okay, but he's a veteran. You know, if I'm Jose Urena, I'm going, all right, I'm throwing four sliders off the plate. If he hits one of them, great.
How about the second home run? It's like, hold on, that go too?
Yeah.
I mean, this kid. I mean, you run out of stuff to say, but the reaction in the dugout, because it's not even really cheering. It's more looking like, are you serious? Like the managers, they show Schnick, they show. NCRT, they showed all the players just looking at each other like, are you serious?
Are we seeing this?
Yeah, like.
This is not real. It is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and good morning to you on what will be a beautiful Wednesday in Atlanta. Very busy Wednesday, heading toward a very busy weekend ahead. Today, the Atlanta Falcons will get into almost game mode, for lack of a better term, in their practice at Flowery Branch, and we'll be out there to talk to some of the players, talk to Coach today. We have more Falcons sound from yesterday because Julio spoke. Steve Sarkisian spoke yesterday. We'll play that throughout the show today, along with head coach Dan Quinn. Today, install for whatever it is for game two of the preseason. We'll get into all of that. Jeff Lorenowitz will join the show. If you're back in your car around 8:20 this morning, we'll talk and get back to some talk about Atlanta United, because lost in all of this, because they've had 2 weeks off, Atlanta United, the schedule kind of cleared the deck for the Braves to take all the headlines, is the fact that Ronald Acuña Jr. isn't the only guy setting records out there left and right. Joseph Martinez is too.
Yes, he is. He is. He's having one of the best MLS seasons ever, man. I mean, he is going to break that scoring record. There's no doubt about it. And he might put it to a way that nobody else is going to even come close to it. Just the tear that he's on and the expectation that we all have now as United fans that, oh, he's going to get one. But my thing, John, is they got, who else is going to score? I mean, me and Chuck Reshow, we did a little stat with who was the last United player to score a goal outside of him. You know, it's been a long time, right? Since somebody other than Martinez has scored a goal.
We need to see Tito Vidal, but we also need to – well, Miggy Almirón has been so close.
Yeah, he's been
close. You know, there were some people – Mike Conley even made this statement in their last game where they scored twice and they had the penalty kick early in the game. In that win, the last time they played, rather, I guess it was a tie, right, in the Toronto game, that he maybe ought to put in Miggy Almirón to take the penalty kick just to get him on the board.
It's like that free throw when you're struggling. Just want to see it go in the hole, go in the net one time. Possibly. I mean, Miggy, he's been there. It's been frustrating because he's been off and, you know, he's had some clean looks and it just hasn't been his day. And this the young guy, Barco, I mean, he seems like he's just hit that wall, and I think the expectation of him coming over all that
well, he hadn't played either.
He hadn't played, I know, but I'm just saying, even before then, it just seemed like that expectation has gotten a little.
Speaking of wonder when we're going to see him again.
Yeah, I mean,
this suspension, what took place with him,
allegedly.
Well, I don't think there's any allegedly about it. I mean, in the sense that obviously something happened, or he wouldn't because he's healthy. Yeah. Obviously, he played in the All-Star game, almost scored. Yeah. You know, I mean, there is a problem there.
You gotta earn your trust back, man, and
that ain't easy.
Your teammates, and when you do some mess, yeah, it ain't easy
with somebody else's girl.
Yeah, it ain't easy, man.
Which is all the allegations out there. And Dirty South Soccer has all that if you want to go read it, and they haven't said anything. They've been very good. Atlanta United tends to be pretty close to the vest anyway, and that's fine. I mean, that's just with the ship that Darren Eels runs. But we'll talk with Jeff Lorenowitz and see where Atlanta United is about this time down and about their big game coming up Sunday against Columbus Crew. We mentioned it's going to be a big weekend. Mercedes-Benz Stadium going to be jumping because Friday night, 7 o'clock, early game, 7 o'clock kick against the Kansas City Chiefs. Our coverage begins with Mike Conley and Harper LaBelle on the pregame show at 5. Kick at 7 o'clock Sunday. Mike Conley's having a busy weekend. We have the Atlanta United game Sunday against Columbus, which begins at 4. Connie does the Falcons game on Friday. Yep. He's doing Corky Cal games on Saturday.
Yes.
And he's doing the Atlanta United game on Sunday.
That's what I told him. Just go put a cot over there. That's what I told him. I was like, you might as well just sleep over there, man.
He's going to be over there. Omni, you know?
He's going to be over there so much. I told him, man, you might as well just sleep over there, man, because he's got a busy one. But that's Mike, though. Mike's the hardest working man in radio. We know that.
We know that. We have the highlights of Ronnie Baseball. Again, this is the Braves official Twitter, okay?
That doesn't mean you have to do it.
Well, you keep saying it like it's yours, John.
No, it's not mine. It's the Atlanta Braves.
Johnny Baseball.
And Me and Chuckery is the name of your show. You should tell that to John. It's the Me and Chuckery show.
Johnny Brave.
We have the highlights of Ronald Acuña, what Brian Snicker had to say about it, what Charlie Culberson had to say. We'll have all that and go down some of these amazing stats. You're not going to believe what you're about to hear.
Game. The energy.
Off to Almirón at the penalty spot. Shot! Score!
The vibe. The unmatched loyalty. Our Atlanta United play here. Sports Radio 92.9.
It is the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John and Hugh, Randy Mack in for Hugh this week because Hugh is on vacation. Hugh missing out on everything that is, well, hopefully, I'm sure he's watching, but he's missing out being able to talk about everything that is Ronnie Baseball. And by the way, so just to double check, Wendy went through the Braves Twitter last night to make sure that I was correct and accurate, that was the Braves official Twitter that tweeted out in capital letters, Ronnie Baseball.
All right, so that's four right there, AT, in 1 hour. All right, four. All right, so.
Please do not do any sort of drinking game with us this morning.
I'm keeping count.
You know, he's trying to match his home runs.
Oh, that's me trying to do.
Hey, I'll hit the first pitch. That was my dating life anyway. Ronald Acuña Jr. is You know, it's the subject of our Vision Computer poll this morning, brought to you by Vision Computers, where an average hold time for support is just 15 seconds. Since it's how is this phrased here? I haven't read it. You typed it out, Wendy.
I said, since it's Ronald Acuna Jr. bonanza in studio this morning, we got to ask, what phrase best describes Acuna right now? Is it hot, hot? Is it Ronnie Baseball, superstar, or rookie of the year? Right now, it's split between hot, hot, Ronnie Baseball, and rookie of the year.
Right, and the reason we chose these were, Acuna said he's never been this hot, hot. The Braves' official Twitter called him Ronnie Baseball. Randy Mack used the term rookie of the year this morning. And I've said superstar.
You said yesterday, birth of a superstar. So
this is like the Braves Twitter, Randy, me, and Acuna himself. So you can pick whatever phrase describes Ronald Acuna Jr. in our Vision Computer poll. And I have to vote for my phrase here.
Go ahead.
Which is superstar. I mean,
I really feel like we should start an Acuna fan club. John, you could be the president.
He's already a part of it.
I feel like we need t-shirts at this point.
I thought he was coming in with the t-shirt with the face on it.
That's what I thought was going to happen today.
There are t-shirts all over the place.
Where's yours?
Yeah.
I don't order off Amazon. All right. That's fair enough. All right. Here's what we're going to do this morning. I'm going to give D my credit card. He's going to order off Amazon for me. He's going to order me one of these.
I'm about to find one right now.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, see if you can get it overnighted, too.
All right.
I'll get it here.
You'll pay the extra shipping, right?
Yeah, I'll pay the extra shipping, okay. Yes. Right. And I'll wear it on the show tomorrow.
That's what I want to see. All right.
Okay. All right, let's walk you through this, what happened last night. If you're just waking up, good morning to you. Welcome to the morning show. The Braves did win the game. Let's not lose sight of the fact that they won the game again last night. They're going for a sweep tonight of the Marlins. They won 10-6. They rallied to win the game, and a lot of guys contributed. Jesse Biddle was great in relief because Anibal Sanchez didn't have it.
He struggled. Yes. He was laying across the plate too.
Right.
But they, how
Real
about
Milton
the,
turned on that one and I went, yeah, yeah.
You saw his reaction though. Yeah, Anibal knew as soon as he let it go.
There it was, it's gone. And then of course Freddie Freeman homered again last night. He's been on fire and nobody's noticed it. He has owned the Marlins this year. Dansby Swanson gave the Braves a lead with a critical hit in the seventh inning. And through all of that, though, Ronald Acuna Jr. has sucked the oxygen out of the room. All right, so here comes the most anticipated leadoff at bat in the bottom of the first inning of a regular season game in Braves history yesterday. And I thought, okay, this will be interesting. So I pulled out my phone and I started to tape. And I thought, could he, you know, first pitch.
Swing and a drive.
No.
First pitch.
No.
He has done it again.
Oh, my God.
Then the bat flip afterwards too, though. The bat flip afterwards. I was like, oh, he feeling himself.
I haven't been able to find this stat. You guys are pretty good out there. You like to drill through stuff, and maybe somebody else find this stat. I've been looking through so many stats about Ronald Acuna Jr. This morning that I haven't found the stat as to whether or not this is the first time in Braves history that home runs have been hit on the first two pitches of a game, because Acuna hits the first pitch out, and the very next pitch, not the very next batter, the very next pitch, Charlie Culberson.
Now Culberson drives one toward left. That ball's to the track. Back-to-back pitches, home runs.
How often do you have the first two pitches hit out for home runs?
I don't know, but I'm trying to figure out what was going through the pitcher's head after. Like, when Freddie's coming up, I can't let him get one either.
Right.
Because, I mean, they were smacking the ball, man. I mean, it shouldn't even have been that close. I mean, if you look at the bad fielding the Braves had in the infield yesterday, that was just, ugh. How you hit a dude in the back? I had to rewind that back. Did he hit him in the back?
Yeah, he did. All right, so the Braves, they're scuffling in the infield. The starting pitching's not going so well. Miami's kind of winning the game. But Dansby then puts him in the lead. And who is it to seal it away in that? Oh, yeah, you just put up that guy.
And this one's driven to right. That ball's deep. That ball is gone! That is the ultimate bookend blast. A homer in the first inning on the first pitch. A three-run homer on the first pitch he sees in the seventh.
Chip Carey on Fox Sports South. Two home runs last night. Brian Snicker, after the game, talking about what he is witness to.
You never quit learning. You never have seen everything. And, you know, it's like you're around and I'm sitting there and I'm like, wow, this is something else, you know, and experiencing it and enjoying a young kid with a lot of talent, having fun playing baseball.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to describe it. Charlie Culberson, who homered in the game again. A lot of guys got lost. I mean, Charlie Culberson homered in the game. And yet, you know, I mean, Ozzie didn't play. Charlie had to bat second. All he did was hit a home run on his first pitch. What he is seeing.
When I saw him in spring training, that was what he was doing at such a young age. I think probably the most impressive player that I've seen. I mean, it's kind of hard to say. I mean, I've played against Trout some in spring training, and he's probably the best player I've played against. But, you know, Ronald's doing some, you know, pretty amazing things right now. He's playing with some high intensity.
Yeah, how about that, huh? Yeah, just what can you say?
Can't say nothing. I mean, the much-anticipated debut was delayed a little bit, you know, because of, you know, the business aspect of the arbitration and all that, so he wasn't up here for
But they're using words. The kid's played 67 games.
Okay? Yeah, but I'm saying, John, but it's well worth it, man. This kid. And then, you know, Ender struggles. And then you don't want to put Ozzie back at the top, so you're like, hey, this kid, go ahead. I mean, they must have seen this all along. And then you put him at the top of the order, and he hasn't disappointed yet.
You know, I mean this with all respect, because it's almost hard to believe, but you read some of the comments that are being thrown around today, not by fans. We're not talking about, you know, internet chat boards here. We're talking about stars of the game and executives and other players who are saying things. Forget what Charlie Culberson said about Mike Trout. This is why I say no disrespect to Mike Trout, but that's not the names they're using. They're using Willie Mays, Hank Aaron. I mean, they're using those names. And Mike Trout might be the best player in baseball, which he is, but he ain't Willie Mays. He ain't Hank Aaron.
He's pretty damn good, though, John.
I know, but I mean, but he doesn't have
he's
that.
Pretty, he's pretty good, and he's been mentioned with some of the greats, too. But, once again, to be as young as he is and to be on the tear that he is, and once again, you should have took that bet yesterday. But he is going to be one of those, hopefully, because you know we know baseball does not do a great job of marketing their superstar players. Maybe he can be one of those guys.
All right, here we go. This is the list. It's Stats Inc. Okay, Stats Inc. Here's your list that you can go into work with. Stats Inc. To summarize, Ronald Acuña Jr. is the youngest player to ever homer twice on back-to-back games. And remember, he homered twice the day before because of the doubleheader, and he homered twice yesterday. So he's youngest player ever to homer twice on back-to-back days. Homer 8 times in an 8-game span. Youngest player ever to homer 6 times in a 5-game span. Youngest player to ever homer in 5 straight games. Youngest player ever to homer to lead off 3 straight games. And youngest player ever to hit 5 career leadoff home runs. Youngest ever to do all of those.
Yeah. But that's the crazy thing, John, is like all this whole season – and this, I'm just pertaining to the Atlanta Braves. Doesn't it seem like it's been the youngest in Major League Baseball history a whole lot with this team?
Wait, you know what's so interesting? If you stop and think about just the season broadly, Randy Mack, there have been different storylines that have set them up to this point. At the beginning of the year, it was all the comebacks. Remember, because Acuña wasn't even on the team.
Yeah.
It was, you know, Preston Tucker, Charlie Clutch. Dansby hit one, and Camargo hit one. The walk-offs. Remember all the walk-offs they would have? Yeah. You know, we went through that spate of walk-offs. And then we went through another period where the starting pitching was insanely good, you know, for a period of time. And then that fell off. And you had, the hot stretch of Ozzie Albies at one point. Now you've got Ronald Acuña Jr. doing this.
Yeah.
And you know, it makes you just go – everybody's going over their skis because it's just natural to do so. So now I think anybody who listens to the program that knows that I go over my skis is beginning to understand how easy it is to get out over your skis.
Look at you. Look at your face.
Well, is it true?
People
are saying Willie Mays.
He's so giddy.
I'm trying to figure out between Ronnie Baseball and skis how many times we're going to hear both of those.
Well, so far, the Ronnie Baseball, we're at 6 right now.
Well, I got to say it in the skis. Poll. It's in the poll, I got
to
say.
We should have added
I'm not counting the poll, see?
But we should have added another option to the poll now, John. I mean, best player in MLB history should have been on
the
there,
best.
According to you this morning. The best some people in say MLB
Willie,
history.
Some people say Willie Mays is the best baseball player ever.
Hey, ESPN. ESPN.
He is literally going the best player in Major League Baseball history right now.
Again, not my phrase. ESPN this morning in their lead article, ESPN says, there's no other way to put this, when you're this good, this fast, you have clearly established the possibility of becoming the best player in the game.
I agree.
That's ESPN, not me.
I agree. But you're going with it, though. Yeah.
Well, yeah, because ESPN said it. I believe.
John, I'm working on establishing you some new baseball shirts right now, John. I'm actually
way over them skis.
I'm designing the shirt for you right now.
But
over your skis would be this. Forget about Randy's rookie of the year. If he stays this hot, will he be MVP?
No. Nah. Oh, John, that's a good question, man. I mean, if he can continues to rake like this and do things, yeah.
Yeah.
I doubt it, though, but yeah. Well. It's correct, because we always have fun on our show, me and Chuck, and we're all, and his favorite phrase, where's my guys? He's our guy. Yeah. We got us a superstar. I mean, and not taking anything away, because I think Freddie's a superstar. I think Freddie's the best first baseman in the National League. But this kid, I mean, and he's young, and he's new, and he brings that energy and the fun to the game. What's not to like about him?
Our Vision Computer poll, since it's Ronald Acuna Jr. Bonanza in the studio this morning, we're asking you what phrase best describes Acuna Jr. right now. Hot, hot, that's Ronald Acuna, what he said about himself. Ronnie Baseball, what the Braves Twitter said about him. Superstar, which is what I said about him. And Rookie of the Year, which is what Randy said about him. Rookie of the Year winning right now. You can go vote and weigh in and talk to us, too, because we talk to you on our Twitter at 929 The Game. When we get back in a moment, there's a lot of other stuff going on. It just happens that this guy is hitting it out of the park at the moment, so to speak. We'll catch up on a few other things, including the Wendy Zone, next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, your game time traffic.
I'm Stephanie Stallworth from your Game Time Traffic Center. As you're traveling in on 85 headed southbound, you're busy getting past Buford Drive, trying to get down toward 985. Then you get a break in the action back in at 316, headed down toward Beaver Ruin. Folks traveling in on 20 headed westbound, a little bit busy to just after Panola Road. That's where we had an incident there, so that's going to be slow from Evans Mill. 20 west, you're busy over toward Fulton Industrial Boulevard and 285. Had an incident reported near Fulton Industrial, plus a pothole in one of the travel lanes there on the right side. As you head that way, see some caution. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Stephanie Stallworth on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta United. Play here.
Shot! Score!
Bring our quality and show who we are. We can beat anybody.
Why is it for a shot? Score!
The home for Atlanta United is...
Unbelievable!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Teams come here with their A-game. Teams know that's one of the toughest places to play in MLS.
The home for Atlanta United.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, Atlanta. It's Boomer Esiason, former veteran pro football quarterback. And as someone who appreciates quality and design, I recommend AZAC. AZAC is number one in premium decking. And my builder recommended AZAC because of its style and durability. I said, let's give it a try. Now, I absolutely love it. I don't just request to use AZAC for my home, I demand it. And you should too. Check out AZAC at AZAC.com. You won't be sorry. Long-lasting, high-performance, stylish products, AZAC will not only meet your needs, it will exceed them. That's AZEK.com.
Hey, if you're going to join us on Friday live at Racetrack, Randy Mack and I are going to be out I-20 westbound at Thornton Road at the racetrack out there at I-20 and Thornton Road. When you show up, I want you to show me your Racetrack app, okay? And what I'll show you with the app, and I've got the app, it's the greatest app I've ever had in terms of a store app, because you get all kinds of free stuff with the app. You earn points, you get free stuff, you get free roller grills and whatnot, free sodas, coupons all the time. So show me your app when you're out there. Again, Friday morning, 6 to 10, I-20 and Thornton Road. Show me your Racetrack app, because the Racetrack app will get you free stuff. What's better than Racetrack except free Racetrack?
When you're America's best value, you don't need an overpaid celebrity spokesperson. I mean, even my sister here can tell you about
our 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty and a lineup of stylish vehicles like the Sorento, Sportage, Forte, and Optima.
See? That wasn't so hard.
You know I'm getting paid more than you, right?
You're getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Head to your local Kia dealer today for the America's Best Value Summer Clearance and get 0% APR for 72 months on the 2018 Sorento. Visit Kia.com to learn more.
Don't tell me you're getting paid more than him, too.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. 0% APR financing for 36 to 72 months from Kia Motors Finance, KMF, on approved credit for purchase of a new 2018 Sorento for qualified buyers. $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed at 72 months. No down payment required. Offer may not be combined with lease or any finance offers from KMF. Must take delivery by 9/4/18. Warranties a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for warranty details.
This is Mike Geller at D. Geller & Son, and I want to encourage you to do your research on your local Atlanta jewelers. At D. Geller & Son, my dad and I combined spent the last 80 years as the jeweler that Atlanta families have trusted. Whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, the holidays, the D. Geller & Son family is honored to celebrate the most special occasions with you. Visit us in Atlanta, Kennesaw, or Sandy Springs, or request a personal shopper online at dgeller.com.
Grainger stands for safety.
and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Original Protectant. For a limited time, O'Reilly Auto Parts has a great deal on a 16-ounce bottle of Armor All Protectant for $4.99. Renew, revitalize, and protect your vehicle with Armor All Protectant. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Another sports flash. Just moments away.
Hey guys, there's a celebration going on in Kennesaw. It's Carl Dukes, and you don't want to miss it. Jim Ellis, Key of Kennesaw's official grand opening sales event. Choosing where to shop for your new Kia just got a lot easier. Save with big grand opening specials on virtually every vehicle in stock. How big? How about 20% off MSRP on select 2018 Kia Souls? That's right, 20% off MSRP. Example, Soul stock number JK10807. MSRP is $18,870. After customer cash, Jim Ellis discount, sales price is only $14,900. Jim Ellis Key of Kennesaw will even include 1 year of basic prepaid maintenance. Just add TAVT and state fees. That's the kind of value Jim Ellis Key of Kennesaw delivers. For more details on this offer and many more, visit JimEllisKeyofKennesaw.com or simply stop by at 1221 Auto Park Drive in beautiful Kennesaw. Mention my name, Carl Dukes, when you make your purchase and receive two tickets to the Chick-fil-A kickoff game while supplies last.
And now, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Haviland Express Loop Sports Flash. For specials and more, go to HavilandSportsFlash.com.
I'm Jason Marks. We begin in SunTrust Park, where Ronald Acuna blasted two home runs Tuesday night as the Braves beat the Marlins 10-6. Acuna becomes the youngest player in Major League history to hit five homers in five consecutive games. Kevin Gausman will take the mound tonight as the Braves look for the sweep of Miami at 7:35. The Flowery Branch, the Falcons continue practice as they get ready for Friday's preseason matchup with the Chiefs at the Benz. Julio Jones didn't see any game time in last week's loss to the Jets, but he says the offense looks fine from his perspective.
Everything looks great. You know, we can move the ball, we can do everything. We are working on situational ball, things like that. Just trying to fine-tune things, and when those moments come up, it's easy for us to do. You know, there's no pressure on us, no added pressure and things like that. We just got to be able to go out there and execute.
Kicker Matt Bryant has been out of action with an injury, but will test the leg out today to determine if he can go Friday night. Other news in the NFL, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger has been placed on concussion protocol after sustaining a hit in practice on Tuesday. And multiple outlets reporting that former Dallas Cowboy receiver Dez Bryant is expected to meet with the Cleveland Browns on Thursday. And in college, the University of Maryland held a press conference Tuesday and announced they were parting ways with strength and conditioning coach Rick Court after the death of player Jordan McNair back in June. Head coach DJ Durkin remains on administrative leave. Keeping you up to date with Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Jason Marks from the Kia Studios on your home for the Falcons and Chiefs kickoff Friday at 7. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9.
Time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, just an update on Ronald Acuna Jr. Bonanza in the studio right now. If you want to go to at 92.9 The Game on our Twitter page and take part in our Vision Computer poll about Ronald Acuna Jr., what phrase best describes him right now? Right now, 52% of people saying Rookie of the Year, 18% hot, which are words that Acuna used himself. And then 15% are split between Ronnie Baseball and Superstar.
And again, the reason we chose these, because somebody said, hey, wait, what is this list, basically, is that, again, the selection is hot. That Acuna said he was hot. Ronnie Baseball, Braves.com called him Ronnie Baseball. I said Superstar, and Randy said Rookie of the Year. So we're just using the words of people that that are already out there kind of in the ether.
John, you don't have to justify our list. Our list is great. I'm going to make you a t-shirt that says the best player to play any sport in the history of sports.
I like it because he's over his skis.
And I'm actually working on a shirt.
Daryl is actually designing.
A shirt. I'm about to design you a shirt.
He's designing it right now.
Hot, hot. Put hot on it.
Put hot on it.
Hot on his shirt.
Yeah, hot. Put it up at 929 the game.
No, we can't put it up until we sell it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hot.
And we'll wait on the design. But it looks pretty cool right now from what Dia showed me. Well, the Cleveland Browns going to be taunted by a locked fridge of beer at local bars and around the Browns Stadium. Let me tell you about this story. Bud Light going to place fridges of Bud Light that will automatically unlock as soon as the Cleveland Browns win their first game and distribute free beer around Cleveland to fans. That'll be surely excited for the Browns to win a game. They're calling them the Bud Light Browns Victory Fridge. So here's what they look like. Each orange and blue fridge holds upwards of 200 aluminum 16-ounce bottles. They are not disclosing where the fridges will exactly be outside of the stadium, but in and around Cleveland. And as soon as the Cleveland Browns win their first game, the fridges will unlock so everyone and all the Browns fans can get a free beer once they win.
Okay. Well, that's cool. First game, they probably lose. They're playing the Steelers at home. Mm-hmm. They got to go to New Orleans to play the Saints.
That's a loss.
And then they got a night game against the Jets at home. So probably Sam Darnold probably will be starting. They might get that first. And then it's a night game so you can get tore. Oh, yeah.
All right, so they start against the Steelers.
They start, yeah, they play at home versus the Steelers.
And then they go to New Orleans?
Yes, they go to New Orleans, and then they come home.
Could we do a little wishful thinking?
They come home to the Saints.
Does they go down to the Swamp? And
it's a Thursday. I'm sorry. It's a Thursday night game again because it's a short week for them against the Jets.
Okay.
Well, if they go down to New Orleans and beat the Saints, I feel like Bud Light should put the fridges around Atlanta so we can all celebrate a Saints loss at the same time Browns fans are celebrating a victory.
I don't know that actually. Now that I stop and think about it, I'm not sure I would want that only because then the Saints would be, you know, I mean, because the next game is the Saints and Falcons here.
Okay. Know? So what right, you want?
I don't know. I'm just.
John, you're like the trolliest of trollists when it comes to the New Orleans Saints, and you don't like an idea of celebrating a Browns win over the Saints.
Oh, no, I mean, I do.
Oh, okay, thank you. I was like, huh?
John don't want that smoke?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, now we got AT and it's not going to happen.
Oh.
Oh, Falcon and,
yeah.
I forgot.
We love AT. We tend to forget that, you know, he is one of the three Saints fans I've met who's never actually been in prison, so, you know.
Oh! I might go after that comment. There's about to be some furniture moving up in here.
Yasiel Puig.
Yeah, Yasiel got to settle down. He's hitting things, but it ain't baseball.
Yeah, I mean, he needs it. I mean, what happened to his game? I mean, he was just, remember, he was like that phenom. Yeah, he was that phenom.
He was Ronald Acuna.
Yeah, he was a phenom.
Anyway, sorry.
That's okay, John. I'm just letting you dig your own hole.
It must be a Wednesday.
Oh, boy. Well, if you love spicy food, there's some good and bad news, at least for us here in Atlanta. Chick-fil-A is testing spicy chicken strips. They're also testing a spicy grilled chicken sandwich, both of which looks amazing. However, you can only get them in Philadelphia, Central Texas, South Texas, and now in Phoenix. So the new spicy chicken strips.
Wait, what?
Are in combination with the original Chick-fil-A chicken strips.
Where are you located again? Where's your corporate headquarters?
That's what I'm saying. How can Atlanta and Georgia in general not be a testing spot for everything Chick-fil-A?
Well, Chris is going to roll out a new burger and do it in, like, Denver? Come on, stop.
This is rough.
It makes my heart sad. So I tweeted Chick-fil-A this morning. I'm like, can we just get one testing location for these
just
chicken
strips?
Just
send it over, huh?
Just one. Because they look phenomenal. I mean, I love the spicy chicken sandwich. So the fact that they're testing these chicken strips, a spicy chicken strip.
But remember when they pulled the spicy chicken biscuit from? They pulled the spicy chicken biscuit,
right? Those things were good
and that
too.
Was here. So it's like, won't you test it somewhere else and see if they like it?
Oh, I got you.
That's my thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good thought.
I want all the good food here. I want to test all the food.
No,
like
I don't.
McDonald's yesterday testing the French toast. Little dish that they have that's not here. I mean, bring all the tests here. Just, you know what? I volunteer as food tester.
We get no respect.
But see, I'm so old school. Like, I go to Arby's, and I know that all that great stuff that they have up there with all those sandwiches and everything else, but I only get original roast beef.
Me and you both.
When I go to Chick-fil-A, I don't care what else is on the menu. I only get an original Chick-fil-A.
Me and you both. Yes.
And won't touch anything else.
Not trying nothing new. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, to each their own. I'll try everything. Just give me all the food. Well, Tim Tebow got the best thing for his 31st birthday. You know, he's been dating Demi Lee Nell Peters, who was Miss Universe 2017. They were reportedly dating when you saw pictures of the two of them on his family's Instagram accounts. Well, she made it Instagram official on Tim Tebow's birthday
yesterday. Oh, here we go with this again.
Wishing Tim a happy birthday, saying, quote, "Happy birthday, Timmy," with a heart emoji. You're such a bright light in so many people's lives. Have the best day ever.
Oh, thank God I didn't date when Instagram and social media was around for the girl to put up like Instagram official, and I would have to go, really?
Well, she didn't post that it was Instagram official, John. That's just the phrase you use when you finally post the one picture confirming that the two of you are dating.
So how does that picture confirm they're dating? Are they kissing?
She put a heart emoji and posted a photo.
I think it's the way of some people to like claim your territory.
The heart emoji. The heart emoji.
Yeah. Heart emoji.
Oh, let me see.
This is the picture of the happy couple.
They're face to face. They're side face to side face. That looks like it's official.
This is what you call John Instagram official, which is very important.
We know it's not official unless Instagram lets you know.
Yeah, because if it's not Instagram, then you can't possibly be in love.
It's not true. Yeah.
I didn't marry the love of my life.
It's not
true,
Randy.
Yes.
We were an Instagram official.
That is so sweet.
How did I ever get married to her? I mean, we didn't social media our relationship.
Y'all just don't understand.
What don't we understand?
Y'all don't understand.
No, we don't.
Yes, because we're old. Well, you're old and I'm older than Wendy. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, you're old, John, but I'm just older than Wendy.
I'm not old, okay? 58 is not old. 58 is... experienced.
Age.
Like a steak.
But no, yeah. good for Tim Tebow.
Dry age.
I'm just glad he's out.
Tasty, I
I'm
guess.
Glad he's out the spotlight right
your
now.
Your porterhouse, John.
That's what it is. Just don't turn it into beef jerky. All right. So anyway, we have a lot to get into today.
Tim Tebow. What do you mean we have a lot to get into, so, John? It's Ronald Acuna Jr. bonanza.
Oh, no, we got Falcons to get into in a moment. By the way, morning show again going to be 6 to 10 at the racetrack, about a half mile. The one on Thornton Road, if you're coming in town from the west, you go over the overpass and turn to your left, and that's the one on the right up there in Lithia Springs. So we'll be there 6 to 10 Friday. Peach Pass is going to be there with free Peach Passes and a $5 gift certificate, too. To the Beach Pass and prizes and free coffee and everything. It's Randy Mac and I, Thornton Road, Lithia Springs, 6 to 10 on Friday Live. When we get back, the Atlanta Falcons are making news as they get ready for the Kansas City Chiefs. What Steve Sarkisian had to say about what he expects in the game on Friday night. Next, with John and today, Randy Mac on John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.